This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Officials with the U.S. Defense Department at the Pentagon Monday said Washington is not trying to have a conflict with Iran, a day after an Iranian-backed group killed three U.S. soldiers and wounded dozens more in Jordan.
We certainly don't seek a war, and frankly, we don't see Iran wanting to seek a war with the United States.
Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh blamed Iran for enabling attacking groups and said the latest carried the footprints of Iran-backed Karib Hezbollah. Qatar's prime minister Monday said good progress has been made in a weekend talk with the U.S., Israeli and Egyptian spy chiefs on a way forward toward a new Israel-Hamas hostage release deal. We get more from Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman.
Speaking to an Atlantic Council webinar, Prime Minister Mohammed bin Abdulrahman bin Jassim al-Thani said he hoped to present a framework for such a deal to Hamas.
Soon, but we are hoping actually to relay this proposal to Hamas and to get them to a place where they engage positively and constructively in the process.
Qatar and Egypt have open channels to Israel and Hamas and brokered a seven-day truce in November, in which Hamas freed more than 100 of the 253 people it abducted in the October 7th cross-border rampage that triggered the Gaza war.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. An Israeli intelligence dossier that prompted a cascade of countries to halt funds for a UN-Palestinian aid agency includes allegations that some staff took part in abductions and killings during the October 7th raid that sparked the Gaza war. The six-page dossier alleges some 119 UNRWA employees, including teachers, have doubled as Hamas or Islamic Jihad militants. The Palestinians have accused Israel of falsifying information to tarnish UNRWA. This is VOA News. North Korea fired multiple unidentified cruise missiles Tuesday into the sea off its west coast. That's according to South Korea's military, marking the third time Pyongyang has tested cruise missiles in less than a week. Missiles were launched Tuesday morning, according to the Joint Chiefs of Staff in a statement. South Korean and U.S. intelligence authorities were closely monitoring the situation. The launch comes amid a rise in tension on the Korean Peninsula and follows another barrage of cruise missiles fired by Pyongyang off its east coast on Sunday. North Korean state media KCNA reported that last week the country had tested a new strategic cruise missile. The Malawi government and the World Health Organization launched a new COVID-19 vaccination campaign, partly in response to new cases confirmed in the past 3 weeks in several districts across the country. Lamek Wasina reports.
Malawi's Minister of Health says the new vaccination campaign will help boost the number of people getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccination rates in some areas of Malawi are as low as 40%. It also says the WHO-funded campaign would help avoid waste of the vaccine, as was the case in 2020 when the government destroyed nearly 20,000 expired AstraZeneca doses. Much of those doses expired due to vaccine hesitancy amid concerns of its safety and efficacy. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
Authorities in the Bahamas are responding after the U.S. Embassy warned of a spike in killings there. AP correspondent Rita Foley is reporting.
19 people have been killed in the Bahamas this year alone, with the islands of Grand Bahama and New Providence most affected. The U.S. issued a security alert last week, saying that murders occurred at all hours, including broad daylight on the streets. It blamed gang violence for most of the trouble. U.S. officials said those primarily affected were local residents. Now, authorities in the Bahamas say they are cracking down on crime. Police there held a news conference on Sunday to talk about the weapons they seized. Ammunition and drugs, too, they say. None of the killings have targeted foreigners. I'm Rita Foley.
Protests in Peru are blocking access to Machu Picchu, one of the South American's most popular heritage sites, with local anger over a new ticketing system halting all rail transport to the iconic Incan site and leaving some tourists stranded. Train services to the ancient ruins high up in the Andes have been suspended since Saturday due to safety concerns over demonstrators blocking the railway line. Travel links were still not reopened Monday. That's according to two tour operators talking to Reuters. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.